This is the Doug Steffen Best Day program. Was better today than it was yesterday. It was best yesterday, so what's better than best? What do you think?
The bestest.
The bestest. That's it. The bestest is here. Roberta Fasanelli is one of those folks who is included in the entourage of the program.
The entourage, yes.
The bestest of the best has some good Queen of Cheap bargains for you in the next half hour, so stick around for that. Jennifer Horn, we can't seem to find Jennifer. We think she's on her way to Rhode Island, and she's supposed to show up at my house tonight in Massachusetts. We'll see
where's
how that
Waldo?
Works out. Where's Waldo, right?
That's what we're playing right now.
Very interesting. They're here at the National Association of Broadcasters. We were having a conversation yesterday. I was involved in a panel that focused on what it is that people find important or interesting to talk about. And we found that there is this duh factor. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's interested in the same thing. Oh, really?
Wow.
What a surprise. What a shock. Not everybody wants to talk about President Obama. Not everybody wants to talk about the jobs bill. Not everybody wants to talk about the sad situation in Afghanistan. Everybody want to talk about that? What do they want to talk? Oh, well, it's a slow news day. We got into that. I get up and said that I thought the most compelling story, I mean, there's not a lot of hot stuff going on in the world right now, other than what we know about the economy and jobs and stuff. And I don't do that kind of a radio. I'm not interested in sticking myself into that sewer, that cesspool of sadness. That's what it is, right? You talk about the economy and the jobs and all that stuff. It's a cesspool of sadness.
Mm. Yeah.
Who wants to go there? If there's
it's
a solution,
stuff, man.
Yeah. If there's a solution to the problem, okay, let's find it. I don't know what the solution is, and so I mean I'm having a hard enough time keeping my own self going, and so are most of you. Are there solutions? There's a lot of pat stuff from people who want to sell you a book or sell you a tape or sell you some miracle way of fixing your economy, your economic situation. And these scams are the saddest part. That's the sad septic sewer system side of this. That's pretty good. The sad system sewer septic side of this. I like that. The sad sewer system septic side.
Say that
this.
10 times faster.
Sad sewer septic soup. Quiet, Roberta. Speak when you're spoken to. Anyway, so we were talking yesterday, and somebody said, well, what is there that happened today that everybody was interested in? Because we were trying to find one thing that pretty much everybody gravitated to. And I said it was the story of the man who got run over, the motorcyclist, the BMW, and the video of those 10 or 12 or 14 people that lifted up the car and pulled the guy out from under the car, and then he was taken away by the EMTs. I thought that was something that absolutely everybody got involved in one way or another. It didn't make any difference what your program was about. That was the subject.
Whether you just mentioned it or you actually had a conversation about it. Somebody, it was water cooler conversation
everybody could relate to. Right. It was extraordinarily relatable and a powerful, compelling story that, again, you pick up this the thread of the conversation, and heaven help us if somebody doesn't know what we're talking about. The day before yesterday in Utah, I think it was Provo, Utah, a black BMW somehow or other ran into somebody on a regular motorcycle. The motorcycle burst into flames, the car was on fire, and the motorcyclist was stuck under the front axle of the car.
The video is at DougSteffen.com in the video section.
Yeah, yesterday was our video of the day. And so these group of the people that were wherever this accident took place, there were some construction workers. There's apparently the guy driving the car wasn't paying attention. It was construction work. He was driving too fast. The motorcyclist in front of me ran into him and so forth. So the construction people came. People jumped out of their cars. And literally they picked up the car at a BMW. It looked like a 5 Series BMW.
Yeah.
Pretty heavy car,
big
right?
One, yeah.
Yeah. So all these people, there's a couple of women and guys, they just all picked up the car. And somebody pulled the rider on the motorcycle.
They grabbed
his ankle,
just dragged him out.
Pulled him out. Yep, pulled him out. Now, that to me was the most interesting or most important or most compelling conversational story of the day yesterday. They don't come along every day. and they ought not to. But there's usually something going on that doesn't have to do with grousing about how bad things are. I mean, you could take that apart. The guy was driving too fast. I mean, you can find something negative in it. But the most important part of that story was how people got together, how people took action, how people saw a problem and they dealt with it. They fixed it and they saved this guy. If somebody hadn't done something like that, that guy would have been fried to a crisp.
Right. I mean, we hear so often, you know, people just stood by and watched.
Yeah.
People just stood by and watched.
Right. This is a lesson in how that's not true. A very good lesson. So, again, if you haven't seen that video, you might want to check it out at DougStephan.com. The other thing that I was off on my toot yesterday in this panel, and the usual egos had to be stroked of people who own various programs and networks, and I'm listening to these guys, you know, huff and puff about themselves and how important what they do is and yada, 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 and that's fine. What I found interesting was people grasping for knowledge of things that were not necessarily on the front page. We were talking about this earlier, Roberta, how Michelle Bachmann reads things apparently on her own from her staff's point of view. And there's two sides to this. One of the things I found refreshing, even though Michelle Bachmann sticks her foot in her mouth every time she opens it, she's using information that she sort of gleans on her own. Her staff complains that she doesn't take the information they prepare for her to use as talking points, but she reads stuff, picks things up, and that's what she uses. So maybe it gets her into trouble, but what is troubling more than the fact that she gets into trouble by using half of the information that she sees is that these politicians have these people on their staff that prepare practically everything for them. It's like they were spoon-fed, like they were children. Here's talking point A. Here's talking point B. Here's talking point C. Instead of these people just, I don't have, as an example, a lot of people who do radio programs have, or television programs, have information handed to them, and that's what they use for conversation. I have a couple of producers who put a lot of stuff together for us every day, but Richie will be the first to tell you, I don't use much of it. That's some of the things I use. I like the stuff usually that we put up at DougStephan.com, what's new there, that sort of thing. But because of what I experience every day, and I think some of it's pretty relatable to what you experience every day, that's what we have our conversations about. I can't relate really, other than my own feelings of whether it's mistrust, distrust, or frustration with politicians. That's the only thing I identify. I don't identify with where they're coming from or what they talk about. And I don't know who does. I don't know anybody. Do you know anyone in your circle of friends who actually identifies with some of the things that come out of these people's mouths? That they find they have anything right in common with what they're talking about? I don't think 'twas ever thus. I find myself reacting or recoiling to some of the things that are said.
You just get so tired of all of the pat lines that they use.
Yeah, right.
It's good for you Americans.
Right.
Whatever.
And people who put on these phony accents to sound like they come from one place or another. Aye. There is one thing that has come out, though, in the last, since the September 11th thing this past weekend. I started talking about this yesterday, I think, or maybe the day before, Richie. How, and really the reason is, I think it was yesterday, because here in Chicago, I was reading in the Chicago newspaper about how there are some impressive and very interesting connections between people of different faiths and people of different backgrounds, and how folks are identifying sticky problems in our lives and coming up with some pretty important and interesting solutions. One of them has to do with religious diversity in our country. And I think I started this when I was talking about Muslims. I forget who it was. There was some Muslim. Oh, I know who it was. It was that comedian that we had on our special last weekend.
Oh, yeah.
What was the name? Aman Anan or something like that?
I can't remember. I'm not going to step into that one.
Yeah, but it's not important what his name is. He just Here's a fellow who grew up in America.
I'd like to talk to him again, actually.
Yeah, why don't you get him back on the program?
Yeah, he was very interesting.
And what he did was speak to those...
He grew up in Ohio.
Yeah.
Born in Ohio.
Reynoldsburg, Ohio.
Yeah.
And he spoke to this feeling that people have about Muslims, that they're all radical, they're all extremists, they're all religious zealots, they want to kill everybody, and how that has sort of inveigled itself into the mainstream of American discussion,
mm-hmm.
when nothing could be further from the truth under the circumstances, not any more so than any other religious zealot from any other religion.
Aman Ali.
Ali, that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he basically, the reason we had him on is because he wrote an article, and he's a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
He wrote
an
article about being, about being tired of being asked, so what did you really feel about 9/11?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Oh, I liked it very much.
Yeah. So we have this interreligious friction in our country.
I was born in Ohio.
Yeah, Reynoldsburg. There's nothing more white bread than Reynoldsburg, Ohio. Trust me on that one. Like coming from Tiffin.
Yeah.
Right.
Funny.
Anyway, so solving the conflicts, the solution to the problem, it's not something that we're going to find here on our Good Day program today, but there are, excuse me, I don't know that we have him at Heidelberg. Anybody listening in Tiffin, if you want to share this with me, a lot of schools are developing Muslim student associations. Like there's a Jewish student association, and I think it's called Hillel, isn't it? And the Christian Student Association, you know, Columbia University's got this. And I find that what it does is focus on how different we all are instead of bringing us sort of together. When I was in college, the move was to bring everybody together. And then after that, the Black Student Union movement started. We want to have our own place so we can be respected. And was there a white student union? I don't know. I suppose if you weren't black and you
Well, the Rain Student Union is a white student union because all the people in that are mostly white.
Right. So what does this do? What does it do to our mosaic that we have here in America? The melting pot.
Puts borders around the pieces.
It certainly does.
Yeah.
Yeah, it certainly does. And most people, when they grow up, kind of, all right, so you like hanging around with your own type. It's easier. But most people find when they have conversations with people who are quote-unquote different that they really have a heck of a lot in common. There are a lot of white people who are out of work, a lot of black people out of work, a lot of, it doesn't matter, you name it. What's the group? Any name. Name any group. Except for rich people. There are not a lot of rich people who are out of work. But other than that, you take the various divisions that pop up in our country, and pretty much everybody's got the same problems. And that's why if we work together, Richie says, I have a simplistic solution to everything. Why don't we all just get along? But it's easy to do that. It's hard to it's work to not like somebody. I find it
Isn't it easier just to walk away from somebody and have nothing to do with them?
Yeah.
Rather than to try to dislike them?
Get in your face or get all over them. Get lost, will you
just
please?
Just walk away from it.
Heavens.
Takes too much energy.
Yeah. I remember the Jesuits used to fight. I mean, in the Catholic Church, the Sisters of Mercy would fight with the sisters from some other convent about the differences, huh? How foolish is that? 21 after on Good Day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
All right, so from America's Got Talent last night, the band Pop Life performing with Stevie Wonder, singing a song you probably recognize by now, Higher Ground. Let's just do a snippet of this. Stevie Wonder comes in soon to save this.
Yeah. Sounds like the microphone is in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Real life.
Right.
Let's go to the real life. It's much better.
Wants the real thing.
Yeah.
That's the trouble with these shows like this. Also, let's see here. It was actually originally cut 1511. Leanne Rimes doing the accompaniment to a ballet group. I'm just kind of curious as to how that sounds. People watch this. The group, the ballet group,
the silhouette.
I don't know. This sounds bad, doesn't it?
Holding on to her like an anchor, treating those we love like strangers, taking names and keeping score.
Why do people dream about stuff like that when they're listening to somebody perform?
What we really have to
do. So she's the background as the ballet group is performing. They get that picture. Anybody who saw this, you know what I'm talking about. Use your imagination and see if that's what they're cheering, apparently. All right. What I'm looking forward to hearing, Richie, is Patti LaBelle doing a duet with one of the other contestants on America's Got Talent named Landau Eugene Murphy. She's performing in Las Vegas these days. She and Gladys Knight. Being a good combo.
Last morning, good. I took one look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny. With my arms open wide, I throw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life to you. I'll go where you lead, always in the time of need. When I let you lose my will, you'll be there to pick up the music. Love, 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 love
a little pat of the moon.
Give Nick Carter a run for his money. Sound like it's.
Remember when we had Patti LaBelle on the show and she fell asleep on us?
Oh, yes.
Right.
She had to make sense.
Yeah. America's Got Talent. Anyway, I don't know that they do. We do. But I shake my head and wonder about all the people that want to have. I was talking to a fellow who's a television producer yesterday at the convention where I am in Chicago. It's a radio convention, but this guy's an agent. And he was talking about, you know, whether or not, once again, there was a story to my life, the farm and the radio, and how that would work together. And I said, it's been talked about, discussed, and I don't have enough crazy people around me.
Even taped.
Apparently.
Huh? Yeah. It was even taped.
What was taped? Oh, yeah.
The TV show.
We took a shot. Yeah, right. Exactly. And got no place. So, anyway.
Yep.
It is what it is. Here we are, just the three of us, 28 after on Good Day.
This is your Daily High with Andy Greenberg, and let's learn how golf can relate to life. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer a unisex soldier-to-soldier bracelet, a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes the uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are made in the USA. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. Let's assume for just a moment you have not played golf for a long period of time. And then all of a sudden you're ready to play, but the weather is terrible. It just finished raining. The grass is wet. The sand traps are moist. What are we going to do? And by the way, the wind is blowing in our face at about 30 miles per hour. Do we call up the people and say, hey, I'm not playing today. Things are too rough. Of course we don't. We go out and we improve our mental game. We go out and we improve everything that we do. We take new tools and new clubs. In life, we should do the same. There are obstacles that are always put in front of us. Let's energize ourselves. Let's pretend that we're out on the golf course. Nothing stops us. In life, we should always add to the tools, add to the energy level, add to the enthusiasm, and always be powerful enough to overcome anything that comes our way. Go ahead, get out there, charge, and win. Your Daily High is sponsored by ElisaElana.com. Elisa Ilana Jewelry is proud to offer a unisex soldier-to-soldier bracelet, a powerful fundraiser in honor of our veterans. $25 from each bracelet will be donated to Homes for Our Troops, assisting wounded veterans and their families. The button clasp symbolizes the uniform. Each knot on the bracelet symbolizes a fallen hero. The bracelets are made in the USA. Purchase yours at ElisaElana.com or 402-926-3479. Enter promo code Andy at checkout to receive free shipping. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy
your... The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Thursday. Hello. The Ides of September are upon us. The 15th of the month, halfway through we are. Roberta Fasanelli here in a moment with the deals that she has from the Queen of Cheap for Canvas People, Legoland. Those should be pretty exciting. And then yesterday, I always talk about television. We're going to do it, and then I always seem to get distracted. Because I haven't got a good staff around me. They're not feeding me enough of the good information. So Richie lets me go off, and I lose control of myself.
Yep.
It's amazing.
It's almost,
I have to get the bladder protection for my mouth, I guess.
Bladder control.
So in order for us to stay on market here, after Roberta, this will force me into it, Richie, all right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
I have a very important question. Regarding television, we'll make it the 2020 television quiz. On this date in 1965, a new television program went on the air on CBS.
Mm-hmm.
Richie always loves to pick out the theme for Green Acres whenever we're talking about the farm.
Yep.
It starred Eddie Albert, Eva Gabor, interesting cast of characters.
Living.
Was on television for, 6 or 7 network years, I think, 6 or 7 years. So here's the television quiz. This is the this will be really the proof that you know about this show. What was the name of the town to which they moved? 800-510-8255. The name of the town to which all of these, the socialite and his wife and the pig and all of the crazy neighbors, what... The farm or the location, this was the Green Acres, not the name of the town, was the name of the place that they moved to. What was the name of the town where Green Acres was? Got it? 800. Is this too, you think that that's too much of a nitty gritty thing? People figure that out, right?
Wow. You know what I never realized?
What?
The company that produced this show produced 2 other shows, and when you know what the 2 other shows are, they all kind of fit together very well.
Yeah. All right. So what's the name of the town they moved to in Green Acres? 800-510-8255. No, the answer is, well, prize will be yours. Help yourself. 800-510-8255. I made a deal yesterday with somebody, Richie, to we're going to have some big-time vacation stuff to give away.
Neat.
Yeah, I mean, like trips to Paris.
Ooh.
Roberto's like, can I go?
Can I go?
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to the Queen of Cheap, find out if we can find a cheap trip somewhere here and there. The Queen of Cheap is Roberta Fasanelli.
She's the Queen of Cheap, the diva of It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Roberta is an example of a person who has mastered life. Some people are successful in mastering life. Some people permit life to master them. Roberta is not a person who's let her life control her. She controls her life. Her life does not control her.
I certainly try, at least. It's not always successful.
No, but you're driven by your passions.
Yes.
And I think that's what holds people hold on to the reins in their life if they have passions. You got to understand the opposing forces. We all have little wars going on inside of us. Yesterday I was making, I had actually a pretty good day. And at the end of the day, somebody said to me, one of my radio friends said, how would you describe your day? And I said it was full of maybes.
Maybes.
It was.
Maybe this, maybe that.
I had four, like, really kind of specific deals that I was making around going to various panels and stuff. And I met with four different people. And I would say they were all good connections, all good meetings, but there was nothing that came out of any of them that said, yes.
Yeah.
Nobody said no, but it was maybe.
Maybe.
There's a possibility. Or maybe. That's a really good idea. You know, that kind of stuff. So,
don't you love it when people say that? Gee, that's a really good
idea. That's a really good idea.
You don't know whether to thank them or bash them.
Right, yeah, exactly. That's it. And so if you think about the fact we're going to make it all work, okay, it'll all work, it's fine. But if you think, oh, my God, they didn't say yes, I'm ruined. No, it's just, okay, well, how do you keep it moving? That's what you got to do. And Roberta's good at keeping things moving. Thus, today's cheap deal.
I make sure I take fiber every day.
Good for you, Roberta.
Keeps things moving.
Let's see if we can find some oral fiber here to glom onto.
Okay, let's start with a free 8x10 from Canvas People. I love this stuff. Instead of printing out a photo, you actually have a canvas made out of it. This is completely free. You just got to pay shipping and handling. These make tremendous birthday gifts, graduation gifts, holiday gifts, Mother's Day, Father's Day, whatever. You take someone's favorite photo and you turn it into a canvas for them, or take your own favorite photo, turn it into a canvas. Snapfish also has a great deal going on photo books, and I love photo books. If you take like a great trip, like I just took this great Grand Canyon trip, and I'm going to take three of the photos from each of the 16 days and put them into a photo book. So that way it kind of helps you, you know, go through all the different photos and pick out the best ones. And they're giving you buy one, get two free. So you buy one photo book, you get two photo books free. And that's a pretty good deal. Next time you go to an AMC theater, you know that thing called an Icy that they have there? It's kind of like a Slurpee. We have one for a free 20-ounce Icy at AMC theaters. We have the coupon for you. All you have to do is like them on Facebook, and we have the link for you to do that and get a free Icy. Here's a great thing if you're traveling to California or Florida. Free Legoland admission from October 24th to October 30th. This is for all Lego VIP members, but it's really kind of easy to be a VIP member. Just go and register for it. It's free. And if you don't get your card in time, you can still just print your welcome email and show it to them at the gate. And you can get into Legoland free from October 24th through the 30th.
Awesome.
And this is a really cool app. It's if you got an Android, I have an Android. I love my Android. People who have iPhones, and I'm sorry, I like my Android better. Even though I'm an Apple person, I'm a Mac person, but I love my Android. And if you've got an Android, there is a great app that's called Out of Milk app. And you can use your Out of Milk app to do shopping lists. You can either put it in type, or you could vocally add it, you know, through audio recognition to it, keep an inventory so you always know what's in your pantry. It is really terrific. So when you go to the store, you just pull out your Android and you go, oh, look at this. I'm really low on flour. Then there it is for you. So you have to write anything down. So it keeps tabs of it for you. It's called the Out of Milk app, and we have the link for you.
iPhone has thousands of those kinds of apps.
Yeah, but I really like this one. It's kind of cool.
Don't put her down, Richie. She's working hard.
I like Androids. I'm sorry. Okay. I think they're better than iPhones.
I can't get the Out of Milk app on my iPhone. I'm going to go change my phone now.
Can't get the what? The Out of Milk app?
Yeah, that specific app is not available on the iPhone.
Well, so you change your phone then.
Yeah, I'm
going 19
to go
before
here.
The
the droid iPhone the wars.
Yeah.
Yes.
Aye, aye, aye. 19 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Somebody just sent me some photos. Yesterday I had a discussion with somebody about how the news media, this I got into it about three or four times yesterday, Richie. I'm sure you're not surprised to hear that. One of the discussions that
not
we had in the radio news war, they used the term just there, Roberta, and it triggered my memory of this conversation yesterday at the NAB here in Chicago. The discussion was about what's news and what isn't news, and how in the world of news talk radio, and I guess this program has to be considered that, because we talk about what's in the news. It's not the same news that everybody else talks about, but it is. And we got into a discussion of refining what the news is listening to Anderson Cooper tell somebody how outrageous Michelle Bachmann's statement is. Is that news? No. Anderson Cooper is a news person on CNN. He needs to deliver the news. This is what Michelle Bachmann said. Yada, yada, yada. He doesn't need to say, that was a pretty outrageous statement, wasn't it? That's not news. That's Anderson Cooper saying what Anderson Cooper is thinking about. So in this whole discussion of the news and what is in the news, I said that I thought the news media completely overplayed Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was Katrina, wasn't it?
Katrina, I mean the one that happened earlier this year.
Yeah. Went up the coast, did some damage.
What was Irene?
Was it Katrina?
No. Katrina was
Irene.
The one
right.
in New Orleans.
Yeah, right,
like,
hello.
You know, seven
okay,
years
so,
ago or something.
Yeah, right. Well, there was the Katia this year that followed Irene.
Yeah.
Anyway, but the point was that there was damage done in the Carolinas, damage done in New Jersey, damage done in upstate New York and Vermont. It was pretty serious stuff. But did everybody, the national news media made it seem like the whole country was in an uproar because of the hurricane, and the whole country wasn't in an uproar. However, not to take away from the reality of what's going on in some of the areas where we serve, I have been sent some pictures of the flooding from last week. After Irene, last week there was a tropical storm that poured into the Northeast and left a lot of these places that had been soaked before by Hurricane Irene unbelievably just a mess. And we've had flooding all over this country this year, a lot of flooding in the upper Midwest, mm-hmm. down through central Midwest. And now I've been sent pictures of what the water damage is in some of these areas. And one of the most startling pictures is of a development around a golf course, and how the golf course still sort of, you can see the holes, but the areas that are lower around the golf course all flooded out. And it really, it's looking at it from this perspective, and that's why I love this kind of technology, because I got this computer, you just open up the pictures, and you see firsthand whether there's a school that's, the school itself isn't underwater, but the parking area and all of the, you know, the athletic fields, that sort of thing, all underwater all around it. And you know, you wonder, this muddy water, roads underwater and stuff. You just wonder how the people, what do they do to sort of straighten this mess out? How do you get over this, the damage that's caused? There's an elementary school in this town that's half underwater. So how long does it take to get that cleaned up, get the kids back to work? Or people whose basements and first floors or factories or businesses or whatever, there's a hospital. The first floor of the hospital is all underwater.
Wow.
This is in the Binghamton area of New York, by the way. It's just really pretty compelling stuff. All right, so Richie,
yeah,
let us pause for a moment, and we're going to get the answer to the question, right? The TV quiz, do I need to repeat the question, or are we okay?
You can repeat it.
All right, so we go back to 1965 when Green Acres appeared on CBS for the first time. Eddie Albert and his wife on the television show was Eva Gabor, and there were other characters also. Zsa-Zsa. Was it Zsa-Zsa or Eva?
Zsa-Zsa.
No, I think it was Eva on Green Acres.
I think it was Eva.
Yeah.
Oh, you can check it out.
Yeah, I think
he'll,
it was
he'll
Eva.
He'll do his whatever he does, Wikipedia or something.
Oh, Eva Gabor. I'm sorry.
We caught Richie. Right. Okay, so what's the name of the town to which they moved? 510-825-5. Answer coming right up here on Good Day.
There's nothing like a ghost story around the campfire, and I've got one that's not for the faint of heart. Once there was a camper who did not insure his RV with Geico. He didn't listen when fellow campers told him how much money Geico saved them by insuring their campers, trailers and pop-ups, or how he could save even more with a multi-policy discount. The camper paid dearly for his mistake. He paid out the nose, poor chap. Well, good luck getting to sleep after that doozy of a tale.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. Ooh. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Flu season has arrived, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that anyone ages 6 months or older should get a flu shot, including those who were vaccinated last season. This year, there's a new vaccine option designed specifically for people 65 years and older. Fluzone High Dose provides stronger protection to this age group, which is at a greater risk of severe illness from the flu. Says pharmacist Papatya Tankut from CVS Pharmacy,
"We encourage individuals of all ages to protect themselves early with a seasonal flu shot. Seasonal flu can be unpredictable, and even healthy people can get seriously ill from the flu. For best protection, it's important to get a flu shot as early as possible."
Every CVS Pharmacy and MinuteClinic location across the country is administering flu vaccinations every day by immunizing pharmacists, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants, including evenings and weekends. No appointment is necessary. For more information, visit cvs.com/flu or call 888-FLU-SHOT.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com. to find out more.
800-510-8255. The question is, where did the Green Acres story start? Here is Mike calling. Good day. Hi, Mike.
How are you doing this morning?
Well, thank you. How about you?
Oh, I'm doing great here in El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, KTSM. All right, so what's the name of the community in which these folks moved all of their worldly assets?
Petticoat Junction.
Petticoat Junction is a different story, a different show.
That's a different show produced by the same company.
Same people. Yep, right. All right. Good guess, Mike. Thank you. Not right, though. John, you're next on Good Day. Hi.
Hello, Doug. How you doing?
Well, how about you?
I'm great, thanks. I think it's Haneyville.
Haneyville.
Yeah.
Well, you got the right first letter, anyway, of the town. But
and you know what
Haneyville.
He's thinking about? Haneyville right. was Mr. Haney was the guy who sold them the farm.
Yeah. All right. Not Mr. Haney or Haneyville. Here's a D. D, what do you think the name of the town is?
It was Hooterville.
It was Hooterville, in fact. Don't
yes,
you
it
wish
was.
Every state had a Hooterville.
Hoo-hoo!
Hoo-hoo! All right, D, hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you.
Thank
I noticed,
you.
And remember,
you know, the what's that, Richie?
This was a Filmways presentation.
Yes, it was. You know, the troubleshooter, the guy that was the advisor to a lot of people who did a radio show on money, troubleshooter Tom Martino's file for bankruptcy.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now 33 past. No, it isn't either. Where am I? It's 53 past the hour.
What are you talking about?
How could I think it was 33 past? You'd never hear the Money Pit theme at 33 past, but you'll hear it on Thursdays at 53 past this hour, which heralds the arrival of Tom Kreidler, who is the half of the show, a nationally syndicated Money Pit radio show, the home improvement radio program a lot of people listen to over the weekend, very much to the point. A lot of people want to have answers to questions. They send their answers. We try to answer the questions. I say we. Like, I'm going to give you an answer. I have my own. I do a lot of stuff around the house and around the farm. So I have some pretty practical ways of handling some of these problems. After all, maybe what we should do, Richie, we'll have dueling advice. Tom answers listeners' questions.
All right, just for everybody out there listening, listen to Tom's advice and just laugh at Doug's advice. That's pretty much how you handle this.
All right. We'll see what we can do in terms of information that you can use. What's the caveat that some people on radio and television
news you can use?
News you can use. Yes. Here in a moment on Good Day.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
We all know that email marketing from Constant Contact is a powerful tool for small businesses. But now, Constant Contact is kicking it up a notch, helping you tap into the wonderful world of social media. Your customer now gets your informative email, but with an extra boost, a share button that lets them spread your message to all their friends. So your powerful email is now a super powerful social media email. And super powerful is way better than powerful. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
55 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Tom Kreidler is here from the Money Pit. Mary Lee says her husband and you're replacing asphalt shingles. The old one started curling after 5 years, and now it's only 15 years old. We have no leaks, but it seems to me the roof ought to have lasted a lot longer. Any ideas what might be causing this? Yes, the developer is a cheap SOB.
Yeah, and he didn't spend the extra $12 on a roof fence. I mean, if that first, that means the first roof, doing the math, you know, being the math whiz that I am, Doug, lasted 10 years. That's crazy. You know, so what
is shingles supposed to last a minimum of 20 years? You see that on all the ratings when you buy bundles of shingles. They're 20, 25-year shingles.
Well, that's right. And you know, what's happening here, Merrily, is for whatever reason, your attic is way overheating. So let me give you sort of the roof vent 101. The best ventilation system is where you have a ridge vent goes down the entire peak of the roof, and there are several different types of ridge vents. The kind I don't like are the ones that look like there's one that looks sort of like steel wool where it's kind of squishy, and there's another one that looks like almost like corrugated cardboard, but it's made of plastic. Those don't let up enough air. You want one that fully opens the ridge so you have a really good exhaust vent there, but that's only half of the solution. The other half is soffit vents at the overhang of your roof, and if you have those two working together, air will enter at the soffits, go up under the roof, sheeting, and it'll take out the heat in the summer, the moisture in the winter, and exit at the ridge, and then you'll have a roof that will last you 20, 25 years.
All right, next up, Betsy, who has a water heater, E-I-E-I-O. Problem with the water heater is it's delivering lukewarm water.
Hmm.
We reset the breaker and are wondering how long does it take to reheat water, or do I need to buy a new water heater? If I need a water heater, is tankless an option?
It sounds like she has an electric water heater, Doug, and with electric water heaters, there are two heating coils, and if you look at an electric water heater, you see like two electrical kind of cover plates, one sort of towards the top of the water heater and one towards the bottom. What happens is that one of those two coils will burn out, and that's why Betsy's probably getting only half of the hot water that she's accustomed to. So, Betsy, in this situation, you don't need to replace your water heater. You just have to replace one of those two heating coils. Pretty simple job, a lot less expensive than replacing the water heater, and a plumber can help you do that.
My creative approach to this would be to find out if she had a fireplace. If she did, put a big pot in the fireplace and have a big fire and cook her water that way.
Well, that's what you do on the farm.
That is what I do on the farm. That's right. That's right. I know the answer to the question. Tom Kreitler, Money Pit Radio Show. Check it out through DougStefan.com.
Hello.